welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
Were any ladies at Awaken? Glad to see that you survived and you're still here with a little bit of energy and lots of energy. Anita is probably the oldest in the room and she says she's got lots of energy. So she's going to demonstrate it to us just now. But I hear it was a fantastic weekend. I wasn't invited, so I snuck in the first evening, but then I decided I've got a different women's ministry to get to. I've got my own women's ministry at home and had to go and look after that. But it was just, I hear from just all accounts, it's been a fantastic weekend. And the best part is it's not finished yet. So just a reminder, this evening we're going to have a fantastic service across the road. We won't be here. There's no 4 o'clock service today, but there is a 6 o'clock service across the road in the aula at the university. And everyone is welcome to come and join us for that. Vanessa Huison is speaking. And I'm sure you ladies who heard her speak yesterday morning know that she's just got an incredible story to tell, an incredible way in which God has dealt with it, with her. And for those of you who don't know, she was at 21 years of age, she was imprisoned in Thailand as a drug mule, unaware that she had a box of books full of drugs, and was 3 months pregnant at the time, gave birth to her baby in prison, and at the age of 3, she had to send the kid back to South Africa, and spent a further 13 years in prison. After 16 years in prison, she eventually came back to South Africa in 2010, and was reunited with her family, and there was a big twist around that, which I'll let her share tonight, for those of you who don't know it, and just an incredible encounter with God, and the way in which God upheld her during the time that she was in jail, obviously probably one of the loneliest places in a country where you don't speak the language, you don't know anybody, and the only thing you have in your life, your little kid, gets taken away in that moment as well. So come this evening. Everyone is welcome. We've got lots of space in that venue, and I think we might just pack it out and need some overflow. So come and join us. It's going to be a really fantastic time. And then this morning, almost said evening, it's a great privilege to invite one of our speakers from Awaken, and we happen God provided a chocolate for you. Anita Ruh, she's driven all the way from Polokwane, from Petersburg. There's some locals here as well. So she's representing. She's driven all the way through to just come and share with us for this weekend, and such a great privilege to have her minister. Lady with a real heart for the prophetic voice of God, and to see God, his order just established in our lives, and for us just hungry for his presence. Not only hungry for his presence, but aware and living in his presence. So I'm going to ask her to come up and come and share. Baie, baie, dankie, ons hoor so graag van u. I just want to say, I heard that sy is nie bang nie en sy hou nie terug nie. So you might want to just fasten your seatbelts and don't walk out halfway through because it might get a little bit rough, I'm told. I haven't heard her speak, but I'm told. No.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be at Awaken. It's an honor to be on this journey. It's an intense ride. It's a deep ride, but it's a glorious ride. Because God is zealous. God wants his bride. And God is not going to withhold his heart so that we can be comfortable. And that means we have to get rid, and I'm the first one to have get rid of a few things. And I actually had a dream. Gibbo. And actually, Gibbo was in that meeting. I remember David Hogan was in the city, and I had a dream. And why I share this, I know when the prophetic voices start going through stuff, not long the church will start going into it. And I remember David Hogan, if you think you have to put on your panic straps, if you meet that man, you need more than one panic strap. But anyhow, what amazed me, I had a dream just before this conference. And I'm painting. And I had a dream of the bride. as the bride is coming forth in this season. And the Lord said, start painting her. Now, each one of us have a certain impression of the bride. But she doesn't look like the bride in the earth. So don't plug into a reasoning how brides of Christ should look like. Because she's an aggressive, passionate, desireful bride that's not going to withdraw. And she got army boots on. So she's a warring bride for the kingdom lover that's coming to fetch her. And she got a sword in her hand and blood on the sword. And she's violent to withstand and to kill the giants and the dragons that's coming against the bride of Christ and against the bridegroom. So that was like, and my painting doesn't look like that because some of you see pictures and that is like Dracula's bride. But anyway, so I saw this bride and I was busy painting. And that night I had a dream. And I saw one of the pearls roll off the dress and it runs into the corner. And I said, God, why is the pearls falling off? And he said, I will wait until my bride is dressed before I come. And I will even wait for that one pearl to be sewn on. Now I'm going to David Hogan with this thing and me. And here comes a lady from Cape Town. And I don't know her from a bar of soap. And she came to me with a little pearl in her hand. And she said to me, Anita, I don't know what it means. I don't know why. But God said, I must give you this pearl. Because you will know what to do with the pearl. And you know, for years you're looking for what you must do for God. What's your calling? And we're so busy with ourselves. To just get identity and get a place where I will be significant. And I knew. I don't care how, what's the title, because I'm not entitled, guys. That season has expired. We are lovers of Christ. And I know I'm just one portion of a vast majority that's dressing the bride. And I start going on this season where, and you must really hear my heart. I was saying to Philip's wife, I was very aggressive yesterday. I was really aggressive because I saw a stronghold sitting that wants to kill the bride. And it's an empire spirit that wants to take the bride out. And that's you men also. So don't think I'm talking to ladies. I'm a son of God and he's the bride of Christ. So I just saw this empire spirit sitting. So I was very aggressive and I was thinking, God, if I end up in the Pentagon, then let it be. But I know in my heart what I saw. And it's a season where the bride will rise up and say, I'm not going to stand under the stronghold of the world that the church is a business. It's not a business. It's a house where family come together. It's a house where the family are waiting and they all are brides and sons. And they're waiting for the call like the 10 virgins where the 5 were wise and the other weren't wise and prepared and expectant. So be expectant in this season. Be expectant that there will be a call, but we'll say, as Revelation say, the Spirit and the bride say, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus. And that should be our cry. But in the midst of that, let us be ready for ourselves and don't go in condemnation. Oh no, don't talk going into your back past and start looking at lots of stuff and get condemnation and guilt. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, position yourself as a living sacrifice before God. Spirit, soul, and body. And come and adore me, Holy Spirit. Come and clothe me with beauty and splendor. that I will be the bride because I am the bride. So I'm on this journey where I'm coming out of an institution, and it's not the one you think of. It's the other one. And God, by His grace, by His grace, He saved me from that. And I knew I'm on this almost lonely road, like a lot of us that are pioneering in the Spirit for the bride and the kingdom of God. And the Lord starts speaking, and I will give you a scripture for the teachers just now. I will give you a scripture, I promise. And it's almost, I start going on this journey. And when I speak, I see pictures. And I'm past the stage where I apologize for that. And I'm past the stage where I apologize for the prophets. I'm really. When they're wrong and they must repent and be teachable and all that good stuff. But it's the season I was sitting here and I had a vision. And it's for this church. And I saw the bride standing and in her midst. Through the water, and that's the presence of God, is coming a chief cornerstone, and that's Christ, the head of the church. And on the cornerstone is a lion, and it's the Lion of Judah. And he's roaring over his bride. He's roaring over his church, because he's zealous for his church. He's zealous for the world. That's the potential bride. Because everybody is a bride. You have to choose. But he's roaring with the aggression and authority in this fire in his eyes. Not to consume you, but to draw you into the place of passion and desire and holy, holy passion. I'm not talking about flirtation. So clean up your minds. I'm talking about a holy passion where you look at her and say, this is my bride, spotless, without wrinkle. And I've really experienced this house will be a portion in the earth that will prepare the bride, that will start calling the orphan brides in to become sons in the house. I feel it strongly. There's a gentle spirit in this house that's very sweet. But don't judge it wrongly. A bride gets aggressive and she will fight for her lover. I won't tolerate another man next to my husband. I'm serious. And I'm not jealous. I'm not ungodly jealous. I'm talking about when you have a husband and a wife in a pure relationship. Take that husband away and put him next to another wife. You stir up aggression. With me, maybe you will run. I'm in. I will go. And I will tear her heart out. You know why? You know why? You know when I look at Braveheart, when I look at that movie, and he lies on the table and he says, you won't take my heart. You can take everything, but you won't take my heart. And that's where I am. And the bride will rise up with a zealous anger and say, I will rise up for the bridegroom king because he's mine. And I am his and he is mine. And I belong to you. And Songs of Solomon say, not many waters will quench my love. So there's storms. There is shakings going on in the institution. Guys, bait fast, sit yellow false donna, and because God is shaking everything. I can feel it. Wherever I go, there's a shaking, a trembling in the earth. And I can hear the sound with that verse that's saying, the whole creation, the galaxies, the stars, the mountains, the rivers, the trees, the leaves, the flowers, the skies, the clouds are groaning for the sons of God to come in place. That's where we are. And God is not going to take a sleeping pill and say, let's forget about them. He is zealous for this kingdom of God to be established in the earth as it is in heaven, so it be in the earth. So I'm still on a journey like all of us. And one night I woke up, and I don't know if you are hunting. My husband hunts in the winter. And when you pull that flesh away from the bone, and I woke one night up and I heard this voice. And when I hear a sound, I know there's a sound and a frequency with a vibration from heaven that God wants to speak. And you must look to listen. And you must see to hear. And I said, God, what's this? And he said, that's what I perceived. God is saying it's the season for the bride that the flesh must be separated from the spirit. Because my bride are in a fleshly mode. And I said, okay, well, God, there's a serious thing happening here. How will we get the flesh from the bone? And Hebrews, that say, my word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it will cut between marrow and bone. It will cut between the intentions even of your heart. And that's why you come as a living sacrifice and say, God, bring the fire on the altar of my heart, that the flesh can be subdued and that the spirit of the bride can rise up as a victorious bride, as a holy bride. Positional, we are that. But you know, the position have to be walked out in the earth, so the word must manifest. And I know we're in that season where the whole time I hear pruning, purification, holiness, holiness. Clean up your act. Clean up your act. And we don't want to hear that. Repentance is a very now word for the season. I've heard that when I was small, you know, in the AGS, Volle Evangelie Pinkster Protestante Kerk, you know, and then they say, kom kniel uit, God is in die huis. En dan kniel jy uit, jong, want jy is so bang dat jy kan iets oorkom. You're going to miss heaven or something, but you kniel uit. And you know, those years we meant well, but we're in a season where Acts is saying, repentance is a gift of refreshment. What does it mean? God, here I am. When I see there, like the empire spirit, God, what is still sitting on the throne of my own heart? What is still ruling over me? What is still having dominion over me? Because judging is coming into the house of God. So if you don't judge yourself, don't judge them. And I had to stand and say, God, start speaking. Start speaking. Let me take the sword and start cutting through. And start cutting through. So repentance, Bill Johnson has the most awesome user-friendly definition that the church don't run away and think it's Old Testament. He is saying, repentance means to revisit the penthouse. Isn't it amazing? So revisit how God thinks about something. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your steadfastness that you still are zealous for me. Because I don't deserve it. But because you are my righteousness, I can stand clean before you. You paid the price. I'm bankrupt, God. I don't have anything. But because of the price that's been paid, we can live an ascended life. The scripture that I really feel is very relevant for this season is Matthew 16, where Jesus stood in front of his disciples and he said, and I feel it's globally, it's for the church, and then it's personally. Because it always starts here, then it goes here, and then it goes to the nations. And God is saying, who do you say I am? One said, John the Baptist, at that stage, John was dead, so he had an awesome revelation. John was not no more, but he thought that Jesus is John the Baptist. And I feel it's a relevant question at the moment. Who do you say I am for you? Who do you say I am? And Peter had a revelation. And he said, on this rock, I will build my church. And God is not going to build his church on a flirting bride. He's not going to build his church on a broken bride. Another word, so you can hear, I jump all over the show, but I feel I must give you nuggets for what God is saying in the season. Another word for this season is close the old doors. How many of us still go, what my father did, my brother did, my uncle did, my pastor did, myself did, and we keep going, and I call it necromancing. We speak to the dead. Because if you are born again, you are made alive in Christ. The Romans say, dead to sin, alive to Christ. So we are alive to Christ. You don't focus to die because your grave is in Jerusalem with Jesus. He died for you. So you have a grave somewhere there in Jerusalem where he died for you. So take that finished work and close the door. You can hear, I'm not a good pastor or a counselor. Get your act together and keep moving. But guys, there's a seriousness in the spirit. And there's a place for a pastor. All prophets need a pastor. All. We need them. We need them. But guys, we park and we are necromancing, speaking to the dead. As the minute the storm comes, I don't look who's in the boat with me. I look, 30 jaar. Dan denk ek, Here, get with the program. And the program is in heaven where he set you free, where he delivered you. Start looking at your future and step in the present, going to the future. Lift up your eyes. Ek was ook al depressed. Ek het ook al probeer selfmoord pleeg en ek is baie transparant oor my lewe. Because I live before God. I don't live before men first. But I knew that I knew I had a spirit of self-pity. That I have to take up the sword and kyk om in die oë en ek gaan vir jou slag, broer. Vandag is die dag that I will divorce you. I will divorce you because it's a husband in the spirit. And we sleep with that thing. And we have intimacy with self-pity. We have intimacy with pride, bitterness, arrogance, all that nonsense. So come to a place and do what you have to do. But close the door of the past. I had to walk through a journey to get the empire spirit of the institution. You can leave, but don't think it leaves you overnight. The leaving is quickly. Vinnig, want jy moet hardloop laat die bissies bewe. But what I know, it took me a season to detox. Julle weet wat's detox. Take the spiritual green tea if you need to. Want ek hoor dis detox. So, take the spiritual green tea of the Spirit of God and start getting rid of the detox in your system where you still go back to the past. We have to, and I speak my heart this morning, guys, because I feel the bride, if she doesn't get whole, if she doesn't present herself as a pure, holy bride that's not full of brokenness and self-pity and shame. Shame is another thing over the ladies in the church. They're so ashamed. And that's the spirit of Eve. What did she do when she got sinned? But deal with this stuff, guys. Start dealing with it. You know, it's almost my love for God. And I'm not so holy. I'm also under progress and under construction. But let your love pursue you into a holy place. And start looking what it means to build the house, and that's me, first, on the rock. Do I still build on the sand? Do I still build on very flexible things that can actually vanish? But the rock can't go. He's steadfast. His word is yea and amen. He is God. He is God. There's the most awesome scripture in Corinthians where he says, my bride is like a chaste virgin. That's how we look upon us. He sees you untouched, unblemished. And start asking, God, give me the eyes that I can see how Jesus sees me. Because he sees the blood. He sees the cross. He sees you seated in heavenly places next to him. That's how he sees you. So start getting out of this soulish realm and press into the spirit realm. Now that's where my journey starts, and it's freaky, but it's normal to God. I've got a friend, Surprise Satoli. I don't know if you know him. You know, sometimes you meet people, and the next minute, you're like two peas in a pot. You just connect. And we just connect. He works with Iris Ministries, Heidi Baker. This is the most gracious pastor that are running 10,000 churches. And I look at him, I said, we've got pastors that run two churches and they are on the brink of a nervous breakdown. How do you do this? He just said, Anita, it's not my church. That's as simple as that. It's not my church. It's God's church. And we want the step one, step two, step three, and it's so simple, it's not my church. Is it so? They before God, if there's nonsense. They're not before me. They before God. So now Surprise. He looked at me, he said, Anita, why are you pink people? We're not white. Have you ever seen we're not white? This is white. We pink. So our pink people are always want to understand. I want to understand. I want to know. I want to know why you say this, because of what reason. And he said, get out of the table of reasoning and get into the Spirit of God. And be obedient and be radical. Two simple steps. Get out of the table of reasoning. So if I say, could engage with the Spirit of God, it just means, connect your spirit with the Spirit of God. It's simple. We did it in worship this morning. Some of you had prophecies this morning. Some of you had pictures. That's engaging. Because your spirit are next to the throne of God. God woke up me one up and I said, and why don't you wake up and start looking what's going on here? Now immediately I think my spirit must get legs and arms so I can keep walking. You don't need legs and arms in the glory of God. There's no time. God is God. So I start engaging. It took me 3 months to get quiet. So nothing happens. Because we want to see an input and an output. Immediately. Instant coffee, microwave. Jesus, come, 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 come. I want to see you now, now. And I will sit at night. And you know he tests your desperateness and your hunger. He tests you. How desperate are you? How desperate are you to pursue me and nothing else? So, I go to bed early. And I say, oh, Tani. Tani Anita gaan slaap 9:00, but 2 o'clock I will wake up. And I will start pursuing God. not here. I will silence my mind. And I will engage and say, God, you're the breath of life. You are life. My spirit is alive to engage with you. And by faith, I step into your presence. Here I am. As simple as that. And it's too simple for us because heaven is so far away. The kingdom, I want to call it the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. By faith, I engage. And I engage and I wait. And that's scripture that say, stir up love. Father, stir up your love until I'm satisfied. And not long, your spirit starts soaring. And the first time I saw myself standing in front of the throne of God, and my flesh is saying, you have to explain this. And I said, footsack. Because I'm serious, guys. If you have one glimpse of God, it just wrecks you. It just changes you. Because David knew something. One day in your courts is a bit better than 1,000 years somewhere else. He understood that. He understood what it means. And I was standing in front of the throne of God. And the next minute I see this river comes out of the throne. And I'm standing in this river. And I said, God, you must give me a scripture. And you know, I share my heart, guys. There isn't a scripture for everything of God. There isn't. But we have to be grounded in the scriptures. We have to be. And I'm pursuing that because I'm not very good with that. You see, I've got the Bible, but I'm not going there. But I'm pursuing the scriptures. But this is a reference of people that wrote something inspired by the word of God, by the Spirit of God. And I honor that. I honor that. I respect that. God is holy. God is holy. And I just remember I said, God, speak to me because I want to be grounded in your Spirit and your word. Because this is the season for the Spirit and the word. It's not just the spirit. You can see the prophets were a long time just spirit, spooky space cadets. You can't get hold of them. And they flaky and they don't know what you're saying. And it's a season that we have to be grounded in the word as prophetic voices. And Rick Joyner says an awesome thing. When the prophet and the teacher comes together, the church will go into maturity. But we're not desperate enough for God's kingdom that we will engage and celebrate one another's gift. We run away from one another. And my heart is desperate to engage with teachers that can teach me. I'm honest with you. Because I know it cements me. Those of you that are here, and there's a few prophetic voices sitting here. Engage the word. Engage teachers that I can teach you and cement you in the word. Celebrate the prophetic voices. Because there's a mystical season where Christ is a mystery. Revelations 1. That's my next journey. The beginning of the year, I said, Lord, what do you say to me personally? And the Lord took me to Revelations 1. And this is the divine mystery of Christ. So Revelations is not about 666. And the Antichrist. And who swaar is gaan kry. And who honger is gaan kry. And gaan jy kan koop of nie verkoop nie. Yes, there's a trading. There's permanent a trading. You live on a trading floor permanently. What are you trading for? Light or darkness? What are you trading for? So we're trading constantly on the sea of glass with our spirit. And anyhow, and the next, I went through this, and the scriptures say, this is the divine mystery and the mystery and the secrets of Christ, but I will reveal it unto my bond servants. So not every child of God is going to see the mysteries and the hidden secrets. And it's not me, it's scriptural. What is a bond servant? It's a love slave. In the Old Testament, they worked for 7 years. And then the master said, you can go. And some of them came back and said, if you pay me, if you feed me, if you host me, I don't mind. Can I just be with you? And that's where I am, and I know the church is going into this. I know that I know. Your church is not going to save you. Your institution is not going to save you. If you don't present yourself as a love slave. And in the Old Testament, they put an earring on their right ear. And that was the sign when people look at them. This is a bond servant. He's a love slave. And I remember that night the Lord said to me, Anita, put your right ear on the cross. And I know there's not scriptures for that. But I'm so in love with God that I'm obedient. And it's something between me and God. And I said, Lord, pierce my ear. That I will belong to you and nobody else. If I have a ministry, tough cookie. If I have food, if I have a car, I'm after your heart. I'm not after your hand. I'm after your heart. You're such a good God that your hand will come. But that's not what I'm seeking. I seek your heart. I want the ebbs and flows of your spirit to be in me so strongly that I will hear the pulsations of your heart, that my heart will become your heart, that I will walk with the rhythms of the fire in my bones that you stir up, not me. And we're in that season. We're in that season, guys. Where whatever you are, wherever you are, God is good. God is faithful. God is life. You can just raise your hands and say, God, you God, you God. And you know, we use these scriptures, in him I have my move and my being. Now, if you ask, how do I get in you? I ask that because I want to understand by the Spirit, not by understanding what my flesh must do, but it's between like when there was communion and intimacy between the Spirit of God and my spirit that we become one voice, one sound, one frequency. And guys, I've got a heart for the nations. When I hear nations, my spirit jumps. Because I love the Arabic women that are veiled. And I'm a bride that's not veiled. And the immense grace on my life. And in South Africa, that I'm not veiled, that I'm not in bondage, that I'm not in slavery, that I'm not in a place. And we have to start rising up as the voice of the church to bring freedom in the earth. The earth is groaning for freedom. For freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. No manipulation, no control, no intimidation. That's what the Empire Spirit do. Because I'm building the Tower of Babel. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Stir up your love, God. Stir up your love. That we will manifest the bride in the earth. Stir up your passion and your desire that's holy and pure. That went through the fire and the trials and the tribulation with the security, I'm grounded in His love. I'm grounded. A boom is gegrond, gevestig in grond. His love is my ground. I can run to Him. I don't run to Him to get clean, guys. I run to Him because I'm not clean, but I come clean out. And there's some of you that got laws over you. I have to do certain things, and it's a religious demon. Take that demon by the neck and throttle him! Kill him! Because it's killing the church. It's killing the bride. It's silencing her voice. Step one, step two. Ons mag nie dit doen nie, ons mag nie dit doen nie. Nee, 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 jy weet, kerk, stilte kerk. Okay, Jesus, stilte kerk. So ons moet stil wees. I don't say we have to lawless, be lawless in the house of God. But God's order is not our order. God's way of thinking is not always the way we think. Things is going. Thank you. So start looking. I'm honest with you. I went last year through a lot of familiar spirits in me. What is a familiar spirit? I'm not good enough. I'm not clever enough. I'm too black. I'm too white. I'm born out of the wrong family. There's no future for me. So the familiar spirit in necromancy goes like this. It pulls you into the past, and not long you are hopeless. You are without hope. And you don't know what it means. And ask God. Revelation is for me simple. The curtain is pulled away. Windows are closed, and now revelation come, and the curtains are pulled, and I see there. That's revelation. Ask God to give you a love, an understanding and a revelation for the love that He has for you. I saw His heart once. I just saw it once. And I saw the thunders that comes out of His heart. So if I look at thunder, I love, ek love die donder weer. I love it. Because I saw it once in heaven. And how that lightning wants to strike your heart. That you can understand how much He loves you. How much He loves you. And we are flippant. He died at the cross. Okay, let's do it. No. 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 God took me in the spirit, and I saw how He was crucified for the past, the present, and the future. One work. And He said, it's finished. One work. And He overcame all my familiar spirits. He overcame all my iniquities, all my sickness, all my demonic thinking, all my soulishness. And he did it for the, even for the people still to come. And he was crucified before the foundations of the earth. Where did that happen? God got me on this trip. My kop is so scramble eiers. But it's okay with me. It's okay with me. I'm honest with you. He paid that price before he came in the earth. And he came to manifest it in the earth. To walk it out so that we can walk in freedom. So that we can walk in victory. So we can stand before nations. I've just been to the Himalayas. And it wrecked me. I'm not happy with God. Because I look where I am. And there's people that walk 9 hours to be at 2 meetings. That's desperate. That's desperate. That is a desperate ride. There were 3 ladies driving on a truck through Bhutan. It's such a demonic place. And they said, if we die, we die, but we're coming. That's desperate. That's desperate. And it's not to put a heavy on you guys, it's not. But the cross is not cheap. The cross is not cheap. You don't buy it on a sale at Pick and Pay with your e-bucks and you get points. The cross is a reality. The resurrection is a reality. The ascended life is a reality, and that's where we live. An ascended life. As it is in heaven, so it be in the earth. And I just want to challenge you, not to put, if I'm too heavy, forgive me, I don't know otherwise sometimes, but if you can just feel the hunger in my heart, I'm 60, and I said, God, I don't want to die and tell skulpies op, Here, asseblief, ek wil nie skulpies optel. Ek wil nie sit in mosaïek doen en tot die son opkom en son afgaan en die rapport lees in 7e land. Kyk nie, ek wil nie. Ek wil nie. I want to stand and look over generations and see sons and daughters that overtook me, that went before me. And I can just say, somewhere, somehow, I don't even want my name mentioned because it's Christ that died. It's not me. It's Christ, the King of glory. I want to stand. If I'm 99, my mom is 95. So if I'm 90 or 102, I want to stand and say, somewhere, somehow, I had a seed in the soil of people's hearts with a passionate desire for the kingdom of God. And as Matthew was saying, on this rock I will build my church. And if you don't have that revelation, you won't see the kingdom of God. The scriptures say that. So if you, as a young people, I love young people. I love it. I don't, not so mad about the old ones. But you know why. You know why. I've got grace for them and I love them. But if I look at them, and they sit for the sun to come up. And they walk a little bit. And they go shopping. And Wednesday, their discount day, is the day they live for. Here. They live for 10% discount. It's scary. They live for discount to go to the movies. That's their excitement. Ooh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Ooh, and he busy kom my optel. And I look at this and I said, God, I honor them, I bless them, but if you pick up me with a bus, I'm cross. I will walk. I'm not getting my 10% discount because it's a poverty spirit. Because we're so afraid that our money will run out. We're so afraid I didn't save enough for the future. We're so afraid that God is not supplying my needs. In the natural, I'm broke. Who cares? I'm not here to impress anybody. I want to leave an inheritance that money can't buy. That my life was laid down for a generation that say, somewhere, somehow, there was somebody that were passionate about the kingdom of God. And passionate about the church that will rise up. The chief cornerstone, the apostle and the prophet is the foundation. Laying down in the foundation, and that's what the Greek means. You lay into the foundation. Wie van julle weet, as your house has been built, do you see the foundation? You get walked on. Whoop, whoop. Because you're the foundation. You're the foundation. What do I see in the institution? As die man van God gearriveer het, Here. I didn't have time for that. And I know some of you will be very upset with me. Of the apostle van God. Dan denk ik, whoopie for you. When last did you cover your face because you saw God face to face? Because the apostles in the New Testament saw God face to face. I want to hear how many have you raised out of the dead? Or do you raise yourself? I love the government of God. And you may misunderstand me, but I know that I know that I know God is raising up a house of God. Isaiah 60. The heavens is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What house are you building? I want a dwelling place. I want a habitation. I want a habitation. I don't want to visit you. Hy's nie 'n RCI membership waar jy 'n special kry April maand. Dan kom hy met Paasfees. He wants a dwelling place. He wants a habitation in your heart. And when I look at this church, wherever I went in Shofar, I look at this young people. And I see the hunger in their eyes. I see the fire in their hearts. I see that they're not going to settle what I went through. And that is just history. We all go through stuff. We all. That's just history. But I see, hear my heart. I'm not waiting for a revival. I'm waiting for a revolution. That will rise up. Because how can the children of God be revived? They're already revived. How can we have a revival here? You can't. The life of Christ is already in you, so you're already in the revival. But the world needs the revival. The unsaved need the revival. But we need a revolution. With the bride with a sword in her hand. And an army boots that will say, I will go to battle. I will go to battle between light and darkness. I will lay my life down. Kom ek om, kom ek om. Prys die Here, ek is by die koning. Who cares? Maar al kom ek om, if I die for a kingdom of God to be resurrected in the earth. As it is in heaven, so it be in the earth. I don't know how you do this. Step into the spirit, guys. Engage with God. It's not about me. But I want to ask that we do, I don't know if you've got enough people to pray. Okay, we've got enough people. So those that are hungry enough, it's not about me. God is calling you. I'm not calling you. That are desperate and I'm not one, I must shut up now. I'm not one that will lay hands on you until you pop down. Jesus touched people. He never laid hands on people. The apostles did. Jesus touched the people. So we just pray for you, or whatever you do in this house, I honor that and I respect that. So if the worship team can come, they're always the poor ones that working and working and working. And I honor the worship teams in Shofar. There's such an anointing, prophetic anointing on the worshipers in Shofar. I wish I can spend 10 days with them. And we will have violence. And we will have intimacy first and then violence. Because you can't war if you haven't been intimate. So you have to be intimate, engage. Look at me in the eyes. Look at that flames in his eyes of passion that I love you. I love you. You are mine. You are mine. You are mine. It's not difficult, this stuff, guys. It's not difficult. You that were in, are in love, you are all youngsters. Moenie vir my lieg as jy na 'n sekere ou kyk nie. Don't lie to me. Jou kniekoppe trek water, jou hart begin bounce. En die gebeur goeters, want jy kyk in sy oë. En jy word jelly. En die selle met die mans, moenie vir my jok nie, ek was daar 38 jaar gelede. As my man se kar stil gehou het, voor my troue. Jy borsel jou tande, want jy mag nie stink nie. Jy spuit perfume. Jy klits daai hare in 'n plek in wat niemand sal verstaan nie. Jy gaan koop 'n nuwe rok. Jy het die nuwe skoene. En dan gaan jy by die buurvrou, jong, ek het nie meer 'n nuwe outfit nie, het jy vir my 'n ander outfit. Kom ons wees eerlik oor hierdie goed. Hoeveel te meer that I will get rid of the smell that I have the fragrance of his beauty. That I walk in his fragrance. And when I see his face, my heart starts bouncing. This is the lover of my soul. This is my lover. This is my husband, my spiritual husband. I belong to him. I've got a covenant with him. I am embedded in his heart. I'm in his thoughts. I'm in his plans. I'm in his destiny, and I am his reward. I am his reward. So for those that want to come to the front, we're just going to pray for you and just release a prophetic anointing over you. And just release a love over you. But you have to position your heart. I can't do it. I can't do it. So you can come to the front.
You move mountains when you speak. You give power to the weak. You raise dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.
There is no one like me.